Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 17th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, O Come My Soul, Bless Thou the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 through 10, with special attention to the following verses. Jesus said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, by your grace hear the prayers of your church. Grant that those things which we ask in faith, we may receive through your bountiful mercy, Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Today Your Mercy Calls Us to Wash Away Our Sin. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to forgive others as God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ, to become more like the Good Samaritan, the Father for his prodigal son, and finally to become more like Jesus himself in his great love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and especially his forgiveness. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 17, with special attention to the following verses. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times, saying, I repent, you must forgive him. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if they sin against you and repent, you must forgive them. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, do we always forgive them when they sin against us? Think about it for just a moment before you answer the question. Yes, do you and I always forgive them when they sin against us? Not only once, but if necessary, even 7 times in the day. And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, The answer is no, not always. We must confess that it is not easy to forgive others as God has forgiven us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And why? Because of our sinful ego and pride that always gets in the way. This is especially true when we have been hurt or wronged by others, when we have been accused or criticized by others, and especially when we have been attacked, betrayed, or slandered by others after we have put all of our trust in them. And when it happens to us, it hurts us deeply. Let's be honest about it. And then our first reaction is not to forgive them. Instead, our first reaction, even if they repent, is to hold a grudge against them and fight back as hard as we possibly can, to take revenge and get even with them, to strike back and retaliate, to take the law into our own hands and practice the law of retaliation in the Old Testament. In the book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse 28, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot. That is how they handled it. But not so in the New Testament after Jesus came and began to preach and teach, not only about forgiveness, but especially about love, mercy, kindness, and compassion. And that is precisely what Jesus emphasizes in our text for today. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. As a matter of fact, when Peter asked Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, beginning verse 21, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? And Jesus answered him, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. We also read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Jesus says very clearly, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38, you have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Jesus says that we are not to resist even an evil person, but to turn the other cheek, to go the extra mile, and not to turn them away. Not only that, but to love your neighbor as yourself, and also love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Jesus even goes on to say, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back. That is what the Good Samaritan did when he helped a man who was not only a stranger, but his enemy, one who had been robbed and almost beaten to death. And even though this man was a Jew and considered to be his enemy, the Samaritan still loved him, took care of him, and did not expect to get anything back from him. That was also true of the prodigal son, who demanded his part of the inheritance from his father before he left home. And when his money ran out, and he did not have a place to sleep or even enough food to eat, he finally came to his senses and decided to go back home again and asked his father for his forgiveness. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And how did his father respond to him? Did he throw him under the bus? Did he tell his son, get lost, I do not want you back in my house again? Or, son, I told you so, but you just would not listen to me. No, that is not what he said. On the contrary, he said, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." His father forgave him. As he ran to him, embraced him, kissed him, and put the best robe on him, and a ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet, and kill a fattened calf, and celebrate. He did not send him away empty-handed, or expect to get anything back from him either. That is precisely what God the Father has also done for us. When he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place, God the Father does not send us away empty-handed. God the Father does not say to us, "Get lost. I do not love you anymore because you have sinned against me and my commandments." No, he doesn't. God the Father does not hold anything against us. And he certainly does not expect to get anything back from us either, because his Son, Jesus Christ, has already paid the penalty for us with his own suffering and death on the cross. God the Father loves us and forgives us, even though we do not deserve or merit his love and forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was persecuted by his enemies, he never retaliated and fought back, and he certainly never took revenge. Instead, Jesus loved and forgave those who hated him, attacked him, accused him, and finally nailed him to the cross, shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him, away with this man." Jesus even forgave those who cursed him and made fun of him at the foot of the cross. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. And yet, Jesus did not hold anything against them either, but looked down from the cross saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And that is what we are also encouraged to do today. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 13, "Forbearing one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." The words of St. Paul also in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. "Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and slander be put away from you, with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, as God in Christ forgave you." Now what about us again? Do we always forgive others when they sin against us? Or do we fight back and retaliate? I hope not. I hope and pray that we become more like the Good Samaritan and the father for his prodigal son. And finally, to become more like Jesus himself in his great love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and especially his forgiveness. To forgive others as God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ. Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, "For if you forgive men when they have sinned against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive them their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." So may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. "Today your mercy calls us to wash away our sin. However great our trespass, whatever we have been, however long for mercy our hearts have turned away, your precious blood can wash us and make us clean today. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we forgive others as God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, into whose keeping we entrust all our anxieties, concerns, fears, and worries, we pray for the people in Florida as they have been devastated by Hurricane Ian during the past week, including South Carolina, North Carolina, and other states in the Southeast, with a strong tropical storm by Hurricane Ian. Father, we pray for them, those who have lost their homes and businesses, those who have been injured, and especially lives that have been lost during the hurricane. Father, we pray that you will also bless and protect law enforcement, firefighters, the National Guard, the Coast Guard, and especially the first responders and volunteers, as they continue to help, recover, and rescue those who are in peril and in harm's way. Father, we also pray especially for the governor of Florida and the mayors and other local elected officials as they reach out to the people in their communities and look out for their safety and well-being. And finally, Father, bless everyone in Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and other states in the Southeast as they begin to clean up the debris and rebuild what they have lost with the help of their state government, FEMA, and the federal government in Washington, D.C. We ask all these petitions through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 17th Sunday after Pentecost, as we continue to pray for the people in Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and other states in the Southeast, we entrust all their anxieties, concerns, fears, and worries into the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ with the singing of the closing hymn, God Will Take Care of You. Amen.